Take Me Anywhere, written by Zenaida McCrura and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, Captain America. Summary: Steve's not looking for anything serious, but sometimes lovely things bloom where they weren't intended to be planted. A lightweight, smutty little catching feelings story featuring ballet Bucky and artist Steve. Stop making me laugh. I'm trying to be sexy. Steve laughs. If you can't laugh and be sexy, what are you even doing, sweetheart? Bucky drawls back. And that's probably the moment when Steve falls in love with Bucky. Unfortunately, it is also their first hookup. It's decent enough. Mutual blowjobs. Bucky is polite and knows what he's doing, and he has a great body with no unpleasant smells, and he's not weird about Steve's hearing aid, so check, check, and triple check. On the surface, simply a pleasing iteration of Steve's normal routine of finding a guy and blowing off some steam. But there are a lot of subtle red flags that should be warning Steve to run like hell. For example, how entranced he is when it's his turn to make Bucky feel good. Bucky, with his dancer's grace, with the asymmetry of his missing arm making the lines of him more perfect somehow. His long hair falling loose and dark into his pale face, framing his perfect jawline. The pink O of his mouth. The dark smudge of his eyelashes. The way his elegant fingers flutter so tenderly along Steve's cheek when he sucks in. It is lovely. Bucky is lovely. Lovable. It's a problem. That first time, Bucky sort of folds Steve into his body after, pulling him up onto the couch and burying his face in Steve's hair in a way that normally would make Steve bristle, because he's small but he's not a fucking stuffed animal. But Bucky hums and sighs in this contented way. Bucky is all bones and muscular and yet fluid, and it feels powerful to be held so desperately by someone like that. Sorry, I'm a cuddler. Just shove me off and you get sick of me. Bucky hums and laughs after a minute and lets Steve go. Steve huffs a laugh because he wants to keep cuddling, and he also wants to run for the fucking hills. Bucky misinterprets the laugh. Don't make fun of me. I can't have sex without snuggling. I should have warned you in the grinder chat. Bucky says, easy and lax and happy. And Steve could maybe stay longer without seeming like he's desperately into Bucky. But by then, he kind of wants to stay forever. So he definitely needs to go right away. The next week, Steve's phone pings and it's Bucky on Grindr again. And apparently Bucky had a shit day and wants to get fucked. And he likes Steve's stick, so, well, does Steve top? Steve saves his work, stops his time tracker, and that's all the graphics that are getting designed for today. He changes out of his work from home sweats and puts on his date jeans, then heads over to Bucky's place to take them back off again. Bucky's wearing a suit, his hair slicked back. The arm of the suit is neatly tailored up, clearly a professional job. He looks amazing, his tie just a little loose around his neck, his eyes lazy and suggestive, and he moves right into Steve's space and dips his head down for a kiss before Steve can even say hello. Steve can work with that. He pushes Bucky into the wall and spreads Bucky's legs so that they're closer to the same height, and untucks Bucky's shirt so he can feel up his muscled frame. Steve maneuvers Bucky through his apartment and into the bed, and then climbs on top of Bucky, and Bucky reaches into the bedside table for lube and condoms, and it's good. It's so good. Steve is a little overwhelmed by the things Bucky can do with his irrationally perfect body, and manages to huff out, "Christ, are you some kind of fucking ballerina?" And Bucky laughs, hitches his leg impossibly higher, and says, "Yes, actually. Shift up just a little. Oh, fuck. There. There. Harder, sweetheart." Steve can't recommend fucking a ballerina, or whatever a guy ballet dancer is, any higher, especially when Bucky bites hard into Steve's shoulder and keens desperately. Steve needs more and more and more. Steve's ready to last forever if Bucky needs him to. Except then Bucky's shaking apart with his hand in Steve's hair and kissing him messily, all teeth and heaving breath. And that's fine. Steve loves Bucky's teeth. Afterwards, Steve's being forcibly cuddled by Bucky again, which is fine because Steve's legs are kind of rubbery, because he's not as athletic as Bucky. But then again, who is? Steve assumes Bucky keeps calling him sweetheart because he's forgotten his actual name. But it's nice. Steve doesn't ask about the ballet dancer thing, but he politely fulfills his role as Bucky's big spoon, and listens to Bucky ramble on about nothing in particular for a while, before sliding back into his date jeans and letting himself out. He tells himself this is a business transaction, more or less. Steve is a consultant, so he knows how to do authentic and meaningful emotional work for his clients and move on. A Skillshare of sorts. It sort of becomes a Friday night thing. At some point, it comes out that Bucky was actually a real-deal top-level professional ballet dancer. He still dances, actually. But he was a principal with the New York City Ballet till he lost his arm. A story he shrugs off easily. My ma always said I'd lose my head if it wasn't attached, and turns out it's the same for my arm. I called the Coney Island Lost and Found, but it wasn't there. Just kidding. It was a car accident. Just glad I'm alive. Bucky seems determinedly light about the whole thing, and Steve decides to respect that. Bucky's the assistant director of fundraising for the ballet now, and does some choreography, too. Steve's not sure how it all works, but Bucky is happy and charming. And Steve would definitely hand over all his money to fund the ballet if Bucky asked him. But Bucky never asks him to donate to the ballet. They don't really talk about work stuff beyond the minimum that it seems unnatural not to say to a guy you see for an hour or more a week. Naked. Steve's just happy they talk at all. Most Friday nights, Bucky seems to have some kind of high-end fundraiser related to his work at the ballet. It makes sense that Bucky can't be hunting for a hookup while representing his work, so it's perfectly logical that he'd touch base with Steve after for a bit of no-strings-attached fun. Steve doesn't see any need to tell Bucky that he's not seeing anyone else, and also that he'd love to be Bucky's boyfriend, because, what? Why would he say that? They barely know each other, beyond Steve having every inch of Bucky's flexible, lovely body memorized. Steve's favorite parts are the imperfections, the freckles, the scars, the cowlick that makes Bucky's hair stick up funny if he doesn't slather product in it. Bucky has an elegant elbow and an elegant wrist. He has an aesthetic curve to his hips, and even his ankles are sexy. When he points his foot, it's an actual work of art that Steve once caressed his face into when Bucky's legs were doing all the impossible things they do during sex. Steve was kind of embarrassed about it, but Bucky didn't seem to mind, and just, how could a foot be so prettily arched? Bucky's knees are the least elegant part of him. His thighs are huge and muscular, and his calves have an impossible swoop from firm muscle to perfect slim ankles, a bare minimum of tendons and skin and bone. The efficiency of Bucky's body is breathtaking. But Steve's favorite part is the way his knees retain a subtle residual knobbiness that doesn't belong at all. It makes Steve think Bucky might have had at least 10 minutes of being awkward as a teenager before he went full swan. Steve doesn't mention it, because what kind of asshole would mention it? But he's transfixed by the way Bucky adapts to having one arm, because it's just so fucking beautiful. It draws the eye. The way his liquid grace casually defies gravity. It often seems his momentum should go one way, but it seamlessly flows another, and Steve wants to draw Bucky, or at least take a picture of him. But they don't do that. I looked up your art, Bucky murmurs into Steve's hair one evening during their post-coital cling session that maybe gets a little longer every week. Steve kind of freezes, because what? He didn't realize Bucky even knew his last name. That's good. You're pretty badass. It's impressive. I can't draw for shit, so I was curious what kind of art you do. Maybe we could commission you at the ballet. Do you like drawing ballet shoes and legs and shit? Oh, thanks. Steve says, because, like, seriously? Bucky, do you not know what a hookup is? Steve should be getting dressed right now, not letting Bucky lazily slide his hand up and down Steve's back and talking about his art. It's dynamic, your art is. Lots of movement. Reminds me of dancing. Maybe I have a dancing brain. Everything reminds me of dancing. Bucky laughs, and his breath is hot in Steve's hair. And Steve laughs, too. Because laughter is the appropriate response, and also, dear, oh dear. Yeah, Bucky Barnes is lovable. You had heart surgery? Bucky asks in a sudden subject change, and Steve wonders for a minute how Bucky knows that. In his defense, he's drunk on sex endorphins, and being stroked like a kitten, and practically purring. Yeah, couple of them, Steve says, as he realizes, oh, yeah, it's such an enormous scar. Obviously, Bucky noticed the damn thing. They've been naked together close to a dozen times. It's all ticking away all right now, though, Bucky says softly. And Steve huffs a yes, and decides he needs to pull back from the cuddling before he falls asleep. Bucky bites his lip. Should I not have asked? I feel like I have no filter about scars and shit since I got de-armed. It's like, I don't know. My injury is the first thing everyone sees. You're probably as bored as I am of talking about it. Did you ever have a filter? Steve teases, and Bucky laughs hard, his head thrown back with joy. And that feels good. Yeah, Buck, I'm pretty healthy these days. I don't mind talking about it. But he doesn't talk about it, and Bucky doesn't ask any more questions. Steve manages to escape a little while later. When he gets home, he looks up videos of Bucky dancing, because it's only fair if Bucky's been looking up Steve's art. What he does next in the privacy of his own home when he sees Bucky's thighs in those ballet tights is his own business. All of the videos are from before the car accident. Bucky is absolutely incredible. He defies gravity. He's power and control, but delicate. And also, Bucky looks strange with two arms, off balance and overloaded, which makes absolutely no sense. But Steve's just so used to Bucky's body how it is now. They meet up the next week, and Bucky says he's freshly showered because he just got home from a dance performance. Steve didn't realize Bucky was performing anymore, let alone today. Bucky's full of adrenaline and way pushier than normal, taking Steve's mouth and getting Steve up against the wall. Usually, Steve doesn't like to be pushed around by hookups, but he trusts Bucky by now. He's really a super nice guy. Steve couldn't be luckier in having such a convenient sex arrangement with such a beautiful, kind, sexually compatible person. This is a thought he has briefly before Bucky grabs him by the crotch and presses their shoulders together hard, slamming Steve into the wall, and Steve's mind kind of whites out. After, they're laying on the floor in the hallway of Bucky's apartment, huffing and limp and half-dressed. Steve reaches into his jacket pocket, how convenient that they're still right there by the door, and takes a puff of his inhaler. Shit, you okay? Bucky asks in surprise. Steve rolls his eyes. Yeah, I'm cat-sitting for a friend, got my allergies up, and, you know, I know that wasn't enough exertion to get your heart rate up, but some of us mere mortals have physical limits. Bucky laughs dryly. My heart rate was up, Steve. Before the physical exertion started, actually, though, he adds softly. And what is that supposed to mean? Steve kisses Bucky softly after that, for a long, drifting moment, before he gets up to leave. Steve lays in bed awake half the night, trying to decide if he should go to Bucky's dance performance the next night. It's in a massive hall. There's no way Bucky would know. Is it too intimate? Is it too stalkery? Does he mention it after he goes? Is it weirder if he goes and doesn't mention it? That would be weird if he doesn't mention it, so, okay. He has to mention it. But does he mention it before or after he goes? The tickets are expensive, too. So then it's weird, like, does he seem like he's trying to score free tickets if he mentions it before? But then, Bucky seems like the type to be annoyed if Steve pays when Bucky has free tickets on offer. Ugh. In the end, Steve goes, and he buys the ticket, and he doesn't tell Bucky. And he cries because Bucky's dancing is amazing, and breathtaking, and every adjective. And Steve could draw only Bucky for the rest of his life and not have captured the lines, the strength of him, the defiance. He wants to explain to the person next to him that he's not crying because he's, like, inspired that Bucky is disabled, but because he's in love with Bucky. And it's one thing to suspect the guy you've been fucking with no strings attached every Friday night for months is perfect, but it's another thing to have it proven. Steve doesn't mention to Bucky that he went to his performance, but he tries to put it into the way he touches Bucky the next week. Reverent. He spends close to an hour opening Bucky up with his mouth and fingers, and the sounds Bucky makes when Steve finally enters him, kissing gently down his neck, the way Bucky's out of athletic moves to try and wow Steve with, just transcendently arching up, helpless with pleasure. That's how Steve lets Bucky know he saw him dance, and he loved it, and he loves Bucky. That night, Bucky asks him to stay the night, and Steve actually has an early Saturday meeting with a client. He's not making it up. He even shows Bucky the calendar note, and Bucky laughs happily and says it isn't a big deal. But it seems like a big deal. Steve makes sure not to schedule anything the next Saturday, in case Bucky asks again. But Bucky doesn't ask the next week, or the week after, which is fine. The pattern they have is fine. Steve's had a lot of chaos in his life, and he's happy with his nice, safe pattern. He does feel like the sex is getting better and more intense lately, and he sometimes wonders what Bucky thinks about him when he isn't there. If Bucky thinks about him when he isn't there. Bucky must have thought about him at least once, because he looked up Steve's art. So. The next week, something strange happens. Steve's locking up Wanda's apartment from checking on her cat because she's on yet another trip, and his phone pings. It's Bucky via Grindr, asking for Steve's phone number. It's probably strange they haven't done the phone number thing yet, honestly. Steve doesn't even use Grindr anymore except to confirm his weekly dates with Bucky. Steve sends his number over as he's walking to the subway to head back home. It's only one stop, but it's cold. Bucky texts him right away, asking him what he's doing Friday. Steve says he's open, because, duh. Steve would turn down the Presidential Medal of Freedom if the ceremony was on a Friday night between 10 p.m. and midnight at this point. Bucky asks him what he's doing at 6 p.m. on Friday, and that's new. They almost never hang out before 10, whenever Bucky's fundraising events wrap up. Steve's not doing anything in particular, and says as much. Bucky asks if he'd hate wearing a suit and getting free wine. And Steve does not, in fact, hate free wine. He also has a decent suit. He thinks it's pretty stylish still. He had it tailored a few years ago for an award ceremony, but men's styles don't change as fast as women's, which is a relief when you're not a standard human male size and have to have all your clothes custom fit to make sure you don't look like a child playing dress-up in their dad's clothes. Bucky asks if Steve would want to meet up with him at this fundraiser on Friday. It's at an art gallery, and he says the art reminded him of Steve, and he thought it might be fun if Steve was there. Maybe he could talk to Bucky about the art. Steve feels his heart pound. S. I like free wine, wearing suits, and art galleries. Sure. B. Another question. S. I also like answering questions. B. Do you like holding hands? S. Depends on the hand. B. I mean, I only have the one. Steve feels dizzy. S. Yes, I would like holding your hand. One is sufficient for my needs. B. And you would like holding my hand and going somewhere with me on a date? S. You could take me anywhere. The end. Take the good and all the bad that comes with me. Take me by the